My name's Tom Broughton, and I founded the company Qubits a couple of years ago. So we make spectacles and sunglasses. Our company was really founded a couple of years ago with an ambition of kind of reviving the lost art, the lost craft of spectacle making. So until relatively recently, London was a kind of centre of spectacle making around the world. The world's first pair of spectacles was made in Soho in 1770, I think, by a chap called Edward Scarlett. And then for about 200 years, it was a real hallmark of kind of British craft. Then, for various complicated reasons, over the last 100 years, it kind of started to wane. And so what we're trying to do is take some of those sort of traditional skills of sort of frame making and lens making, dispensing, and revive them. And I could never quite understand why, in the UK particularly, there wasn't really much choice. The actual sort of quality of service and product was not that great. So I always, for years and years and years, thought, wouldn't it be great to try and start up a slightly more kind of a progressive modern eyewear company that tried to revive some of those kind of the dying craft. I think the biggest challenge is getting used to challenges. So it's, I mean, there's practical ones. So cash, money, how you fund it, to how you design a product, how you build a team, to how you open a shop. It's just sort of different types. I think probably the biggest overall challenge I had was having to shift my own attitude to problem solving, right? From working in a kind of corporate job for 10 years where people are kind of paying for your advice and you always feel a requirement to do things perfectly, to get a perfect answer. And then you go into starting a small business and you realise that you can't make a perfect decision every time. The challenge is getting used to actually just making decisions and getting through them and accepting that 20% of them or 30% of them are going to be wrong. That was a kind of big mental challenge that I kind of feel I had to overcome. But like I say, every day it's a new set of things that we have to deal with. I like the idea of just sort of throwing people in a room together and not necessarily managing in a direct way, just shaking things up and seeing what happens, which sometimes works. It's sometimes disastrous. It's one of those things, I think, you don't really realise what your management style is until you're backed into a corner and you're forced to manage. And I'm still coming to terms with that. It seems to be working so far, but yeah, time will tell. I don't have tangible targets in that I'd like to be a certain size by this point and I'd like to exit by this point and I'd like... I just think we have an opportunity where we can build something really great, and it can be great in a bunch of ways. It can be great in a sort of commercial sense, but it also can be great in producing a really good product and a brand that people really like. As long as you're on the kind of path that you want to be, and that doesn't have to have an end goal, it can just be on one that involves doing something you enjoy and growth, then yeah, I think that's the right direction to go in.
Jazz Shapers presents Future Shapers, the future of business today. You'll find that Future Shaper in full at jazzfm.com.